walk. If this walk passed through the East End...
Oh, you will not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
It is full of drink. The River Fleet is practically made of gin.
I only ask because a body was found there this evening.
Is that so unusual, Inspector?
Not really. They really rack them up there. The victim had hundreds of tiny wounds and was clutching your handkerchief.
That is easily explained. A pigeon stole it and must have dropped it there coincidentally. Now, Inspector, you say the body had hundreds of tiny wounds.
Aha! I never said it had hundreds of tiny wounds.
Actually, you did.
Did I?
Yes.
That normally works. Aha! I never said he was an apprentice blacksmith.
And nor did I.
Didn't you?
No.
You didn't.
Damn again. Nevertheless, you must be the prime suspect.
No, Inspector. I will not have that. For Pip-Bin could never kill anyone. Never.
Although, now I come to think about it, there was the Hardfasher family. He did kill them and their cousins, the Sternbeaters, and he killed Mr. Benevolent twice, though they all definitely deserved it. I wish to change my statement. Pip-Bin could kill another human being, given the correct moral circumstances and provocation, and in fact has done so quite often considering. Though, this murder, probably not.
I'll be keeping an eye on you, Mr. Bin. A beady eye... A suspicious eye, an interested eye.
Wow, he's got three eyes.
I'll be back, Mr. Bin.
That night, I was working late in my study.
How about a rubbish receptacle to be used with the newly invented bicycle? I shall call it the pedal bin. Who is tapping at my window? Why, it is that thieving pigeon. I shall shoo him away. Go away.
No.
You are a pigeon, yet you speak. And with the voice of...
Yes, it is me, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
How can this be?
When the puny frame of that medium burst, my soul began to dissipate. Luckily, before it did, I was eaten by this pigeon. They'll eat anything. Actually, that's one of the drawbacks. I may control it, but there are atavistic urges I cannot eliminate. I've eaten things you wouldn't believe. Dead dog, my own foot, pasta that was far too al dente. But I digest. I digress. Did you enjoy the visit from the policeman?
Of course. You planted my handkerchief on the body and the hundreds of tiny stab wounds.
Yes, pecked to death.
You pigeony fiend.
Not a pigeon much longer. With each victim's blood, I grow stronger and more human.
There are more victims?
There will be. Yet you will take the blame. My vengeance will be long and slow, stretching out like an evil rubber band or a vile string of melted cheese. But soon it will snap back, flicking your face with the overtwanged elastic of death, or ruining your shirt with a too stretchified mozzarella of revenge. And then I shall cast my shadow over the land, bringing fear and dread and... Oh, mustache, I can see some dried stick on the pavement. Curse these residual pigeon appetites.
He turned to fly away, but suddenly grabbed the cushion from my chair. It was not until the next day I realized the consequences of his cushion larceny.
Good morning, Mr. Bin. You probably know already, but five more bodies turned up overnight.
Five?
Aha! I never said they were an actuary, a milliner, two elbow greasers, and a bespoke kitten sculptor.
And nor did I.
Always worth a try. Anyway, I found this nearby. To Charlie, I done the murders, I definitely done them. Best wishes, Pip-Bin.
That is the autograph I signed for the urchin, with extra words put in by a different hand. My grammar is far more better than that.
Then I shall go, although one last thing. Could you sit on this, please, sir?
What is that?
A new type of cushion.
Oh, excellent. Mine was stolen last night.
Comfortable?
Very.
Aha! Condemned by your own buttocks.
What?
Are you familiar with the new forensic science of bottom prints? Last night, we left sofas, chairs, and beanbags around the East End, hoping the murderer might need a sit down. He did. And we took a cast of his bottom print. The very bottom print in which you now sit comfortably. No man can rest easy in another man's bottom dimple. That is a true fact of Victorian science.
I have been framed.
By whom?
Mr. Gently Benevolent.
That would be the late Mr. Gently Benevolent, dead these past years.
But he is dead no more. He has returned by possessing a pigeon.
Possessing a pigeon? If I had a shilling for every time I'd heard that... I'd have 2 shillings. Processing a pigeon in...